Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you ever want the video version of this, you can head over to my YouTube. The visuals can really hit you in a different way. So if that's what you're into, go ahead and check it out. If not, well, keep enjoying the show.
And I know this firsthand because I saw Katie and I saw her very frustrated when she was in this position. When you get call outs from cleaners last minute and then you get last minute cancellations from clients, it has a toll on you, right? And definitely it's having a toll on Katie.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
And so playing the schedule, Juggler, I could tell, was not getting her excited. It wasn't getting her out of bed every single day. Like, I am so excited to play this role, right? Especially because, you know, she had been in the business for a while and she was looking to continue to elevate herself, and she was the bottleneck, right? She couldn't get herself out of the schedule juggler. And I just asked her a simple question. I said, why? Why have you put this off? Right? To me, on the outside, it looks really simple. It looks really easy. And she said, Logan, like, scheduling is complicated. It's not as easy as you think. I said, I agree, right? 100%. But still, like, why haven't you handed it off yet? And she's like, well, I don't know who could do it. I was like, oh, interesting. Who could do what? She said, be the schedule juggler, you dummy. Basically is what she said, right? Like, she didn't actually say that, but through her words. I was like, well, what the heck does a schedule juggler need to do? Right? Like genuinely curious. Like, I've never done it before. I don't know. And she started rattling off what she did. And it, like, she was proud. She's like, this is what I do. I do this and this and this. When somebody cancels on the client side, I got to do this. And then when I have a clean tech call out, I got to do this. I was like, oh, that's really cool. Right? I didn't know any of that. I was like, what do you have this written down at? And she looked at me like, oh, okay. I get what you're going at now, right? I see what I need to do. I was like, okay. And that's it. That was the end of that conversation. Well, 2 weeks later, Katie handed off the schedule juggler. And she hasn't played that role in years. And all she did, right? All she did, she just documented what she did. It really sometimes is that simple. Like, we like to make business really crazy, and there's lots of cool concepts out there, and there's lots of really cool, like, ways to spin things. But sometimes the simplicity, it doesn't rise to the level of greatness because it's just simple. But a lot of times simple is what scales, and fancy is what fails. And so, just curious if you guys are interested, if I kind of walk you guys through a little bit about what she took from her head and she put it into documents and into procedures. You guys okay if I share some of that with you guys? I share with you a little about Katie's brain. I'm gonna share Katie's brain today. I didn't ask for her permission, so we'll see what happens. So the first thing that we did is we made a schedule optimization a document. So it was like, okay, what are our ground rules for scheduling? Like, what are we looking for, right? And so we got to have perspective of the cleaners, we got a perspective of the admin, and then of course we actually have to have perspective of the clients as well. And then we're talking about hours. Like, what are our hours, right? So, like, what's our box that we're fitting this in? Are we going from 8 to 5? Are we going from 7 to 6? Are we going Monday through Friday? And so understanding, like, what your box is. And we also created what's called a 6-hour rule, which means that if it's more than 6 hours, we don't have solo clean. So we have a solo clean model, but anything more than 6 hours, 6 man hours specifically, we do teams, right? Because it can really beat a cleaner up to be at a house all day long. Kind of very similar to what I did with Katie at that third cleaning we did up in the mountains. Like, I got her beat up, right? We talk about breaks, right? So what do we allocate for breaks as far as between cleans? How many cleans are we doing a day? We're doing 1 clean a day, we're doing 2 cleans a day, we're doing 3 cleans a day. So again, we have a framework for that when we're looking at the schedule. And then what are our cleaning times? Like, do we start cleaning at 8 a.m.? Do we start cleaning at 9 a.m.? What's our afternoon clean time? Is it at 11, 12, or 1? Do we have a late afternoon time? Do we have like a 2, 3, or 4 afternoon time? And so again, like, we needed to put down what are our rules. That way we could see how to optimize our schedule, okay? Next thing is correction cleans. So if a client is unhappy, right? What do we do? Like, what's the process? When we text our client after every clean, we ask them how the cleaning was. And again, sometimes we get Mirage pictures. Sometimes we get, you know, we get a complaint saying, I didn't see that the floors were done. I didn't see the bathrooms were done. They missed this, they missed that. How do we handle that, right? And so we have a process and a procedure for how do we go back? Do we discount the clean? And how does it work for the cleaner? Like, do they get paid for that? Do they not get paid for that? And so again, we have a process for how we handle correction cleans, because again, as good as your service is, there are always going to be disconnect between you and your client. And so you need to have a process for it. Now, the goal is to minimize those, but you must have a process for it. So here's the process. And then callouts. So one of the unfortunate pieces of the business is that your cleaners, they will call out sometimes, right? And sometimes they call out last minute. Sometimes they will call out a couple days before, and you have a client on the schedule and you no longer have a cleaner. What do you do? What if you only have one or two cleaners? Then what do you do? Right? Like, we have a team of I think 11 or 12 cleaners at the moment. And so it's a juggle. It's always a juggling act. And so, like, you need to have a process for it. Okay. And so we have a process for that right here. And so when you have a call out, this is how we handle it. Okay. And then last minute cancellation. So what if a client cancels, right? Last minute, they say, oh, I got sick. I got COVID. I got this, I got that. Like, how do you handle that? Right. And so for a long time, we actually didn't have a process. And it hurt not only us as the business, but it hurt our cleaners because they only get paid when they're working, right? And so now we have a rule. We have a policy that we share with our client when they attempt to cancel within 48 hours. And the irony in this whole thing is that before we had this rule, this policy, that clients would just cancel and it would be cool. But since we implemented this policy, can you guys guess how many clients actually cancel within those 48 hours, knowing that they have to pay for half of the cleaning and they don't get a cleaning? Can you guys guess? Yeah, not very many. Somehow they always seem to make it work, right? And again, the value in the service we provide is it's a done for you service, which means the client actually doesn't have to do anything. So it's not like they have to do it with us, or they do it on their own. Like, we it's on us to do it. So that's where you have to pull, again, when you know your business, you can say, here's our policy. And we also to explain them why, right? Because our cleaners, they have a set schedule. And when you cancel, like, then our cleaner's sitting there, right? And that could have been filled with somebody else. And so when we explain to them why we have the cancellation policy, all of them just say, okay, I'll make it work. I'll figure it out, right? Crazy. Well, and as a bonus, we have a little script there as well.